So today was actually the fourth day of your Raise Your Vibration Masterclass. And perhaps you were expecting something and maybe even something different. Maybe you thought I'm going to teach you all about like different minerals or gemstones or like waving Palo Santo or other kind of like magical external tools to raise your vibration. But the truth is that raising your vibration comes from within. And an important part of absorbing new knowledge is in the end how you're going to integrate this knowledge into your life. So between every more or less three lessons, I want to have a day where you can reflect on what you've learned so far. And you know, you can call it integration. So if you look back on all the stuff that you have seen so far, which of all the things that you heard so far resonates with you the most? And what doesn't resonate you? What are your feelings around all of this? And what, you know, have been your biggest insights or aha moments that you can perhaps apply directly into your life? Maybe something about journaling, what I said, you know, in the videos before, maybe something about health or something, about food. So you can understand for yourself what you want to work on and what you actually don't want to work on. You know, if you want, it's absolutely always okay to send me feedback and to send your integration to hello@vibetracker.com. We have, you know, a whole range of people that can actually, you know, see it and give you some feedback. And I'd love to hear from you. And I'm always really curious about, you know, what people are, you know, trying to do with our information. So next up, when you are doing this, what you want to discover is whether this knowledge that you have absorbed over like the past couple of days also resonates with kind of like your own, you know, internal, you know, like value system. So if there's an agreement with this value system, it strengthens the integration of these potentially new ideas and concepts in your life. If it doesn't resonate, just let it go and, you know, find something that actually resonates with you. So integration is really that feeling of going from, okay, I've learned something, I understand this on an intellectual level, to like, okay, I feel it. You can feel it in your body. I'm actively doing it and I'm in this transformation. So you can feel the energy of, you know, this integration. And when you have integrated, you simply feel like a slightly different person than before the integration. That's how you know that integration is working. So what you want to understand about integration is what your feelings are, you know, regarding to the things that you are actually learning. You want to realize that if there's resistance somewhere, that this is actually a subject that you want to dive deeper into. Like, what creates this resistance? Why am I triggered about this? You know, where does this resistance come from? And you want to do this without, you know, judging immediately about, you know, this, you know, specific resistance. Additionally, what you can also do is you can have some compassion for yourself while integrating. So you don't fall into like this negative spiral, which is very easy. You know, like, okay, this all this transformational work isn't, you know, like kind of like meant for me. You know, it's not going to work. So what I want to say with integration is try to be open and try to open yourself up to everything that's coming your way. You're going to embrace it. You're going to dance with it, you know, kind of like, so to speak. And then you're going to decide what, if you want to continue with some of this stuff and what stuff doesn't resonate with you and you don't want to continue with. And finally, I hope you can be aware of the progress that you're actually making, especially when you journal. You can really track, you know, by journaling the progress. So small steps are really just still steps. They are just a little bit smaller. Doesn't matter. Small steps also bring you to your end goal. So give yourself some pat on the back and keep raising your vibration step by step through the different tools you've already learned. And of course, those that you are going to learn in the next couple of days. I hope this module about journaling was very valuable to you, and also this end about integration. And I look forward to speaking to you in the next module.